KJAN Sports.
And at 7:19, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen, and this report is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In sports, the Iowa Hawkeyes have arrived in New York City. They did that on Sunday, actually, as they get ready for this Wednesday's Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium against Boston College. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz.
It's going to be a different type of bowl game for our players, and I think the experience that our student-athletes are about to go through here is really going to be rich, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity, certainly the 9/11 observatory, that visitation, the Rockette show is really something to be seen, and just experiencing Christmas in the nation's largest city, I think, is really going to be unique for our players.
The Hawkeyes will be out to snap a five-game losing streak in bowl games.
First and foremost, this is a business trip for us, and our goal, our focus is to go to Yankee Stadium Wednesday and come out victorious. So we know we have a lot of work to do, and our focus has been on that preparation.
Like the Hawkeyes, the Eagles also finished their regular season at 7-5.
And I think in a lot of ways, the style of football they play is a little bit like ours. So should be a really intriguing matchup that way. And they've done a really excellent job. They've got good football players on their team. They've got excellent football coaches. And again, for us to win this football game, we're really going to have to be focused. We'll have to be very detail-oriented from here on in. And, going to have to work extremely hard on the game field to bring home a victory.
Meanwhile, the Iowa State Cyclones plan on leaving for Memphis today and an appearance in the Liberty Bowl. The Cyclones will play the Memphis Tigers on Saturday after finishing the regular season at 7-5.
You know, we used the first 2 weeks for us to really kind of address our young guys. You know, we've had so many guys play so many snaps for us that I thought it was really critical for those older guys, a lot of our veterans, to get healthy. And so I think that really worked to our advantage. And then we had finals. You know, we took finals week off. We took that weekend off, and then we started back on Tuesday and kind of got back into game week this week.
That, of course, is Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says practices picked up after final exams.
It's been really enjoyable to start to kind of put the game plan in. My goal is to have about 80-85% of the game plan done by the time we leave, and then, you know, we'll really kick in. Nice thing is playing the Saturday game. It's kind of a normal game week. So, I think we'll be ready to go by the time we get down there.
Campbell says bowl practice allowed a number of young players to get a head start on next season.
Those guys have really showed up and really done a nice job. And, you know, some of those guys, I think by the point of the midseason, where guys were like, do you play them, do you not play them? And, you know, we kind of made the concerted effort not to play them, best interest of them. And I think we'll really pay the dividends in that as we get into spring practice now.
In the NFL, Alex Smith threw for 304 yards and a touchdown. Kareem Hunt ran for 91 yards and a score. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat Miami Dolphins 29-13 Sunday, a game you might have heard on KJAN, to clinch the back-to-back AFC West titles for the first time in franchise history. Tyreek Hill had 6 catches for 109 yards, and Harrison Butker converted 5 field goals as the Chiefs dashed faint postseason hopes the Dolphins still harbored. Jay Cutler threw for 286 yards and a touchdown, but a chunk of that came on a 65-yard toss to Jakeem Grant late in the first half. Otherwise, Miami struggled against a Chiefs defense that has been stingy and opportunistic this past 2 weeks. And that's coincided with the return of Marcus Peters from his disciplinary suspension. The Chiefs star cornerback had 2 interceptions and forced a fumble against the Chargers last week, a win that pushed them to the brink of the playoffs. He recovered a fumble and forced another Sunday, giving Peters a hand in 5 turnovers in the past 2 weeks. Both turnovers led to points, but they weren't the Dolphins' only costly miscues. They were also nailed for defensive holding 4 times, all of which came on 3 scoring drives for Kansas City. And the Dolphins' inability to get off the field on the third down after holding opponents to 8 for 39 of the past 2 games was similarly deflating. Still, the Dolphins had the ball trailing 17-13 in late into the first half, and the outcome of their long-shot playoff hopes were still in balance. But they soon went 3 and out, and the Chiefs added a field goal to make it 20-13 at the break, and then another to start the second half. Even when the Dolphins made a crucial stop on fourth down to get the ball back later in the third quarter, they squandered the opportunity. Peters stripped Kenny Stills to give the Chiefs the ball, and Butker hit his 4th chip shot field goal for a 26-13 lead with just over 12 minutes to go. That gave a sparse crowd that turned out on Christmas Eve, braving slick roads from an overnight snowfall, frigid wind chills at kickoff, plenty of time to celebrate a division title. Their thoughts toward a home playoff game in the new year as well. The Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce had 4 catches for 47 yards and a score, and has a catch in 63 straight games. Chiefs coach Andy Reid improved to 5-1 against Miami. Dolphins wide receiver Jarvis Landry had 5 catches for 51 yards, giving him a league-best 103 catches this season. Dolphins had won 7 of their last 10 against Kansas City. Their last loss at Arrowhead Stadium came in 2002. Up next for the Chiefs, they head to Denver next Sunday to finish their regular season. In other NFL matchups, the NFC South title is going to go down to the final weekend, but at least New Orleans Saints and Carolina Panthers now know who they're going to play. They're going to play in the playoffs. The 11-4-4 Saints will be no worse than a wildcard team after Marshawn Lattimore's interception set up Ted Ginn's 54-yard touchdown reception in a 23-13 victory over the Falcons. Drew Brees threw for 239 yards and joined Peyton Manning and Brett Favre as the only NFL quarterbacks to pass for over 70,000 yards in their career. Matt Ryan was 22 of 36 for 288 yards with 5 sacks as the Falcons eliminated themselves from the NFC South race. Cam Newton fumbled a snap and still had time to pick up the ball and score on a 2-yard run with 35 seconds remaining to give the Panthers a 22-19 win over the Buccaneers to clinch a postseason berth. Carolina went 59 yards on a game-winning drive with Newton completing 4 passes for 52 yards. Carolina improved to 11-4 despite gaining just 7 yards of offense in the first quarter. The Saints will win the NFC South with a win over Tampa Bay or the Panthers, a loss to the Falcons. Carolina needs a win in New Orleans, a loss or a tie next week. Atlanta will take a wild card berth by beating the Panthers. Elsewhere in the NFL's Week 16 schedule, the Rams have wrapped up their first NFC West title in 14 years while helping the Jaguars win the AFC South. Jacksonville took its division when the Titans lost, but the Jaguars followed up by falling to the 49ers, 44-43. Also, the Seahawks and Falcons are battling for the last NFC playoff berth following Seattle's 21-12 win over the Cowboys. Melvin Gordon scored on a 1-yard run in the third quarter to break a 7-7 tie in the Chargers' 14-7 win over the Jets, and Detroit's 26-17 loss to the Bengals eliminates the Lions from the NFC wildcard race. The Patriots inched closer to securing home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs by scoring 3 unanswered TDs in the second half of a 37-16 win over the Bills. The 12-3 Pats dropped the Bills to 8-7, although Buffalo still has a slight chance to make the playoffs. Kirk Cousins threw for 299 yards and 3 touchdowns to highlight the Redskins' 27-11 rout to the Broncos. Larry Fitzgerald caught 9 passes for 119 yards and a touchdown as the Cardinals shut out the Giants 23-0. And finally, in the NFL, Cleveland's 20-3 loss to the Bears give the Browns 1 away from joining the 2008 Lions as the only 0-16 teams in league history. Mitchell Trubisky threw for 193 yards and ran for a touchdown as the Bears won it in what might be Coach John Fox's final home game. That's a check of sports brought to you by Denner Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Denner difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.